USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Liz Cheney over her vote last month to impeach former President Trump. The censure document said that Cheney voted to impeach without President Trump being given due process. Following the vote, Cheney released a statement saying she was honored to represent Wyoming and would continue to work on the issues that are important to the people of the state. Cheney also survived a vote earlier this week to remove her from her position of leadership among House Republicans. She remained conference committee chair Wednesday by a 145-61 vote. California Governor Gavin Newsom says new guidelines for indoor church services will be issued after the Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on services as a COVID-19 restriction. The court ruled late Friday that the state's bans violated religious liberties. The rulings say California cannot completely ban services, but can enforce restrictions on the number of attendees, as well as restrictions on singing and chanting during services. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And yet our middle school and high school students in public schools are not back in the classroom yet. I think it's very distressful. And it's one of the reasons why I co-sponsored legislation with Congresswoman Ashley Hinson to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Fox News scratches one of its most popular shows. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Fox has announced it canceled its highly rated show hosted by Lou Dobbs 1 day after he was named in a $2.7 billion defamation suit filed by voting technology company Smartmatic. The media company didn't disclose why Lou Dobbs tonight was benched from the Fox Business lineup. Dobbs, 75, began hosting the program in 2011 after rising to fame on CNN. In response to the news of his departure, former President Trump issued a statement to the New York Times calling the host great.
And the only man to take the heavyweight championship away from Muhammad Ali has passed away.
They knew. There it is. Spikes has won it. Leon Spikes has won the heavyweight championship of the world.
Incredible.
Leon Spinks died Friday after a battle with prostate cancer. Spinks began his career as an amateur standout, winning 3 straight AAU national championships at light heavyweight and capturing a silver medal at the 1975 Pan American Games and gold at the 1976 Olympics. He made history on February 15, 1978, pulling off one of boxing's biggest upsets to take the undisputed heavyweight championship from Muhammad Ali in a 15-round split decision. Spinks was the only man to defeat Ali in the ring for a title. He'd lose the title back to Ali later that year and finished his professional career with a 26-17-3 record. He was inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2017. Leon Spinks was 67. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.